Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's August 23rd, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released December 31st, 2002.
Nazarene, Gibby has a good question for the last day of the year. Are most of Nostradamus' prophecies true?
Old Nostradamus, Gibby, was a real pest. He got into things that he should not have gotten into. He revealed things that he should not have revealed. His predictions are incredibly accurate. But unfortunately, like all of those of his time that were able to peer into the future, when he saw the terrible weapons of the future and the horrible destruction that they could do, he thought they would be the end of the world, that all life would be destroyed. And in the end of his predictions, he predicts the end of the world. He sees the rising of Demetrius's people and their difference and the different ways that they do things, and he thought it would mean the end of Christianity, as so many others who looked into the future at that time did also, which is totally untrue. But you cannot tell some people some things sometimes, and they write down things that are totally in error, and then people read these things and add to them, and they build up, and they build up, and they build up, and it gets to be such a legend that you have an awful time fighting it. That's the problem we're having with the resurrection. People believe so much in this. They believe so much that this is going to come to pass, that they are actually creating the energy to make it come to pass and empowering the creatures of darkness to make it come to pass. And we're having an awful time fighting this thing that these people want to destroy the world because then they think it's going to be made new again. Prophecy is a double-edged sword, Gibby. It can cause a lot of trouble.
Wow, I read his stuff, Nazarene. It was kind of confusing. It must have been hard back then to really understand things like that, too.
He had to make it confusing, Allura. Otherwise, he'd been charcoal broiled at the stake. That's what they did in those days with people like you.
We'll be back after the break.
Are you in need of auto insurance? Our good friend Elgard has a wonderful referral site where he has wonderful providers that gives you fine rates. The address is
www.car-insurance-information.com/.
I'm sure you will find someone there that will be able to fulfill your needs. This is a wonderful service. This message was sent to Kevin and Bean, Los Angeles, California, July 31st, 2007. Greetings, guys. God here again, talking to you through Speaker Gerald Pauly. I'd like to make a comment on this Gary Bond situation. As I understand it, these steroid things only increase your strength. They don't increase your skill. This man is using his skill. He has a tremendous skill to hit this baseball and send it where he wants it to go. And that is as much of getting home runs as strength. This substance might make you stronger, and there is no proof that he has used this substance. It is only speculation. And I am very much against what is going on. I disapprove of it very much. As long as it is speculation, as long as it can't be proven that he has used some of these substances, this stuff should not be taking place. I am a god of fairness. I am a god of decency. And this is not fair.
You tell him, God. You tell him.
I will, Allura. You can be assured. I will. God may be reached at...
Here's Jesus 777 at yahoo.com. We'll be back again.